Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bernadette Cooper's been out and about at Brisbane Trackwork this morning. Morning to you, Bernie.
Yeah, morning, Ben. We've got a beautiful day here today, hot and sunny, and we had a little bit of track work at Doomben this morning, not much, just a little. So we saw Doubt Defying have his final gallop leading into this week's Villiers and caught up with Steve O'Day, so he was very happy with the work. We saw I'm a Ripper and Most Important have a gallop. They're in the lock, both in the lock and A. Of course, Ripper went in the George Moore last start and Most Important one to Keith Now 2 starts ago.
They're just good consistent horses, aren't they? I'm a Ripper and Most Important. You know what we're gonna get from them?
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, I'm a Ripper. Well, they're probably both better when they get to 1350. So that's what they step up to this weekend. We also saw Victorum, who obviously was luckless behind Most Important in a Keith Now, and then probably wasn't as good as effective. Because it was a leader, you know, on speed race last time out in the George Moore. But Jenny Graham was really happy with his work. He worked with a horse, Barry Lockwood, just as a pacemaker called Naked, who's only just won a maiden, but he's got a bit of potential. But he obviously had him pretty covered, well, very covered in the gallop. Yeah.
And Dale Smith's going to keep the ride there. I think they're locked away. And as you say, Victorum, what about just on, I know I'm taking you totally off track work, but what about the win of Awesome Pluck?
Well, it was brilliant, wasn't it? It was one of those races that was sort of poetry, wasn't it? You just knew, you watched Damien Brown just come back out of that. We'll never get involved in the speed battle that was going to be on in the last, but he just rode him so quietly, and you could just see from the half mile when he started to track into the race and from the 600, you knew that horse wasn't going to get beat, was he?
Oh, mate. He just ran away like a real good horse.
Yeah, back to 1,200 probably in that speed on really suited him. But, what else do we see? We saw Gold Symphony. Tony Collins going to give him a few gear changes. Thinks he raced below par last time out. He's also in the Loch Nay. But his work actually looked pretty good this morning. We saw Outback Barbie, who, of course, won first up from a spell. And Jimmy, that was probably the sharpest work there all morning, probably outside of I'm the Ripper and Mosty. But, Outback Barbie worked on her own. It was really good work. And that was about
it. Yeah, and Outback Barbie, of course, clashes with Zoo Style on the weekend.
Yeah. Well, he galloped here at home, Zoo Style, because sometimes he likes to do a bit of a U-turn up that mile chute. So it's a bit dangerous sometimes to take him over there. So he stayed at home where he's very familiar with everything. And Tony said his work was great. And obviously Barbie's was the best, one of the best. Was the best. I didn't get just watching with the naked eye anyway.
Yep.
But she actually worked brilliant leading into that last win. I think she might have worked with a partner that day. But, it was good work. We're just at Eagle Farm now waiting for these trials to happen.
Yeah, well, our time, it's 11:30 and 11:50. And, you know, I spoken to obviously a lot of trainers since last week and a few jockeys, and they seem to be upbeat. But today it is a true test where there's sort of around 10 horses in both of those course proper trials.
Yeah, that's right. So they're trying to sort of simulate a race day. I know they're doing other things. I sort of might go have a spa in the jockey's foot. No, I'm just kidding. That's right. They're trying to simulate, doing other things. I don't know. They're going to take them to the stalls and put saddle gloves. Oh, they put saddle gloves for trials anyway. But, they're trying to sort of have a bit of a practice race day with these two trials and do a few other things. But they have opened up the jockey's room, but I'm not really going in there. And then they've got two, after those two trials, they've got two jump outs in the back straight going from the mile to the half mile just to have a bit of a burn down the back straight. So I think Tony McAvoy's got two-year-old jump outs, actually. So I think Tony
he's got four of them. He's got four. Yeah.
Two in the A-grass jump outs and two in the course proper jump outs.
Okay. And is that really just on that. So we've got two trials at 11:30 and 11:50 that will take on the whole of the course proper. And then there's two other trials down the back part of the course proper.
Yeah, they're jump outs, so you don't know what they are.
Yeah.
But they have two jump outs starting from the mile going to the half mile, and obviously they'll just canter around the rest.
All right. Well, it's intriguing because we're counting down to December 22, aren't we?
We are. We're all very excited. So Yeah, the birdcage is up and ready to go, and the track looks ready to go. We just got to get here now.
Yeah. All right. We're going to broadcast at least the first of those. We'll see how we go with all the previews this morning. But 11:30 our time here, that we'll certainly have David Fowler's call of that trial. Thanks a lot, Bernie. We'll see those interviews. And Playbook is on Thursday night on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Will be, indeed. 7:30.
Thanks, oh, Bernie. Good on you.
Our time. Okay. That, see ya.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't muck up the times, Bernie. I get confused at the
time.
8:30 our time. And what strange question have you asked many people this week?
Oh, who's a pest at track work we've got? We've got more issues. So we've got a lot of issues in Queensland, you know that. We've got more issues. Yeah, we'll have some guests, and then back half we'll look at the form.
All right, we look forward to it. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Bernie.
Thanks, Ben. See you.